It's your lucky day, fans. Why? Because it's St. Patrick's Day? Maybe. But more so because it's another dumb birthday game from Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. This one is from March 14th, 1992. I've titled it Norman Go Bra. We begin with the world-famous dumb birthday game theme, and then it's on to the game. The players: Mark from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia; Mary from Kittre; Patrick in Arlington; Debbie in Wellesley. I'm producing and on the phone from Master Control and sick as a dog, but standing steadfast in my radio duties. And Jack Hart in traffic. The birthdays. Oh, by the way, the birthdays with all the sound effects. Les Brown, Quincy Jones, Billy Crystal, Hank Ketchum, Michael Caine, Rita Tushingham, and Kirby Puckett. We get two, count them, two events in history. In what year did President Warren G. Harding become the first chief executive to file an income tax report? And then, a historical dead birthday to break a tie. Albert Einstein was born in what year? We hear one WBZ promo for AccuWeather, and then Norm gives us the chilly forecast. He reads a story about, at the time, what was Farm Aid 5. And we take one call from Wolfie. Episode 180, Norman Go Bra, steps its way to your ears now.
Play the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the game we're about to play. And let me introduce you to members of the panel. This is where we guess the ages of people who were born on this day. We're now into March 14th, Saturday the 14th. We have Mark with us, who we talked with a little while ago from West Virginia.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us, Mark.
Glad to be here.
I imagine you're all excited about seeing how well you do, eh?
Oh, I'm just filled with excitement.
I can just tell, by the way, that you're just bubbling over. And we also have Mary from Kittre. How you doing, Mary?
Good.
Okay, we'll be playing the game right now, and we'll also have with us Patrick, who's in Arlington. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, you know.
Well, you
Sorry, when I was talking to you, I never wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day, so I'm doing this now with the art. No, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, Patrick.
Very well, good.
Thank you. Debbie, hi.
Hi.
Debbie's out in Wellesley.
Yeah.
Is this your first, no, this is not the first time you played with us. No, that's right, I remember. Let's see, if I remember, was it your mother who talked you into it the first time?
Yeah.
That's right. Now, since then, you've
I
been on.
I don't remember that.
That's right. And now you're on your own.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's very good to have you with us too, Debbie. Yeah. And also good to have Tony, who's not doing too well, so physically. I mean, aside from the part that his body is extremely weak and all that, is not feeling too well today.
That's right.
Let's hear your voice, the as you kind of whimper a little bit with a bad cold.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Is it okay? Do I sound all right?
I'm sorry, couldn't understand anything you just
said. Thank you very much.
No, okay. We can understand.
It's going to be a good game, then.
It's going to be a good game. That's right. Jack Hart, hello.
Hello.
Don't make fun of the sick and disabled.
I'll cough on you.
That's not nice. That's right. They'll cough on you, and you'll be out for a month. Well, it's good to have all of you with us. And here's a fellow we almost had with us, but we I don't know. He just didn't seem to be exuberant enough.
We're just so gosh darn excited.
Yeah. I don't know why I played that little thing. That's on some commercial. Some commercial we have here. Anyway, okay. Here's the first birthday. Then we have to guess. See how old is a man who has been an orchestra leader, band leader, big swing band leader for a lot of years. He's had a lot of good people. In fact, Doris Day sang with his band, and he also toured a number of times with Bob Hope. I think he went overseas with Bob Hope when he was playing many of the military camps. Les Brown.
And his band of renown.
And his band of renown, that's right. Mark, how old do you think? Are you familiar with Les Brown?
No, I'm not. I'm course, know who Bob Hope is, so I'll try and judge it on that.
Okay.
Around that time period. 78.
Okay. And Mary, what do you think? You familiar with Les Brown and his Band of Renown and Leapfrog, which was his theme song, and Sentimental Journey he did with Doris Day singing? He's done a lot of good things. He had one of the real good bands through the years.
Yes. I'll just take a guess. 71.
71. Okay. Patrick, what do you say?
81.
And Debbie?
81.
81. You like the way Patrick said that, and you figured, hey,
hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
I think we have a romance buddy.
No,
here.
I'm married, Debbie. Sorry.
Oh, I'm okay. Tony, what do you say? How old is Les Brown?
Les Brown is 88.
88. And what do you say, Jack?
Sort of like a piano.
88, yes. Why, yes.
I would say that he's 86.
86. Okay, let us check the actual age of Les Brown, leader of the Band of Renown. Sounds more like Benny Goodman, but but it's a big swing band, and it's certainly appropriate. You betcha. The actual age of Les Brown, today he is 80 years old. Patrick said 81, and that would have been... Oh, and also Debbie said 81.
Son of a gun.
Son of a gun. So Patrick and Debbie were just 1 year off, and both had won that. What about Quincy Jones?
What about him?
Quincy Jones has won a lot of Grammys. He's done a lot of... Has he worked with Michael Jackson in recent years? He used to work with the Count Basie band. He did some great arrangements for Count Basie and several other big jazz bands at one time. Now he
put together that whole "We Are the World" song.
We Are the World, Quincy Jones. That's right. You see him a lot on the award shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. Let us start with you, Jack. How old is Quincy Jones on this very day?
Quincy Jones.
If he lived around here, he'd be Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Jones.
Or he could be Quincy Adams. He, 58.
58. Okay, and Tony?
57.
What do you think, Debbie? Winner of, co-winner of the first round?
56.
56. I see. 58, 57, 56.
Oh, give us 55.
I see. And Patrick?
60.
60. Okay. Mary?
55.
55. And what do you say, Mark?
53.
53?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let us check the actual age of Quincy Jones, great composer, arranger, orchestra leader. Quincy Jones is... And if he wanted to play drums, probably could play just as good as this. Quincy Jones actually is 59 years old, which means Patrick said 60, and he's the closest.
No, Jack.
Wait a minute.
I said 58, didn't I?
Yeah.
Or was that Tony?
Oh, that's right. You did say 58.
Wait a minute. That's right. Jack is wrong. I did say it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Tony said 57. Jack said 58. So Jack and Patrick.
Well, thank you.
Patrick now has two correct answers, and Jack has one, and Debbie has one. And Billy Crystal, one of my favorite, not only comics, but actors. Billy Crystal. Fun, of course, the newest movie called City Slickers with Jack Palance. Anyway, let's start with you, Patrick. How old do you think Billy Crystal is today?
I was waiting for that. You were going to start with me.
Well, you won the first two rounds. Got to start with
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
I don't know who he is.
What? You don't know who he is?
No.
I think I have a face in front of me, and the face I have, I'm going to throw.
When Harry Met Sally.
49.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Harry Met Sally. Did you see
47.
That?
47.
Okay, that's your guess, is
47.
47. Okay, 47. And Mary, what do you think?
53.
And Debbie?
36.
Okay, Jack, what do you say?
41.
41. Okay. Tony?
41.
41.
That's the ticket.
Okay. Mark?
40, and he went to school in West Virginia. He went to college in West Virginia.
Which college was that?
Marshall University.
Did he?
That's in Huntington, West Virginia.
Son of a gun. He's from Long Beach, New York.
All right. I don't know how in the world he ended up in West Virginia, but I do know that he went to school there.
Okay. Let's now check and see how old he is on this very day, March 14th. Billy Crystal is... A lot of people laughing at many of his routines, including that video he made as Sammy Davis Jr. Remember that one? He's done some funny stuff. Anyway, he's 45 years old. Let me figure this. I think Patrick has won this one, too. He said 47.
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Patrick is the sole winner. Patrick is not even familiar with American entertainers, or so he would have you believe.
I'm familiar with entertainment.
No, I guess you really are, because you got three in a row.
I watch old movies. I like old movies. I love Black and White, John Wayne.
You like Black and White, John Wayne? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What now? What does that mean, you like Black and White, John Wayne?
When John Wayne was a man.
That was before the operation.
Yeah, before the operation.
No, what do you mean? You like Black and White jet?
John Wayne. Or they colorized him.
Oh, I see. Oh, we're talking about the car. I see.
The old films.
Well, that's okay.
The made films.
As long as you like me at some point in my career.
You're probably thinking
that's what he sounded like after the operation.
Yeah, that's what he sounded like in the color. Black and white, he sounded much better. Okay. How about now, Hank Ketchum? Here's one that's a little more remote.
Who?
Hank Ketchum is the Dennis the Menace, the artist, the cartoonist who does Dennis the Menace.
Wasn't he on BZ about a year and a half ago?
Was he
with David Brudnoy? Maybe.
It could very well have been. I don't recall that. I just don't recall that, and I'm sick about it. Let's start with you, Mary. Hank Ketchum, cartoonist, Dennis the Menace.
Let's see. I'm just going to guess.
I guess that's all anybody can do. He was born in Seattle, Washington, if it'll help you.
I'll say 38.
38 for Hank Ketchum. I think Dennis the Menace is older than that.
That's what I was thinking.
He started before he was born.
That's right. Debbie. What do you say? How old is Hank Ketchum?
37.
77. How much?
77.
Oh, 77. Oh, 77. Okay. And Jack.
You know that Dennis? He's such a menace. I'd say he was 74.
Was that why they call him Dennis the Menace? Were you making humor on that?
Well, I was attempting to.
I see, because he's known as Dennis the Menace. And, well, never mind.
I see.
Okay, Mark, what do you think?
I'll go with 71.
71. Okay, Tony?
Sorry about that. I had to do something. He's probably at least pushing easily 73.
And Patrick?
Patrick, well, guess here. I don't even know who we're talking about. I'll be good to the guy, and I'll say 69,
okay. Are you familiar with Dennis the Menace?
Comic
strip character,
yes,
and also
course,
also a television program.
The cartoon character, yes, but not the actual person. I didn't even know there was Dennis.
Did you like him better in black and white?
In the cartoon, yeah.
Than the Sunday comic strip, which is in color.
I could read about him, yeah.
Okay.
It's one of my most hated comics, I think.
Yeah. Okay, you're still...
He drives me up a wall.
Okay. Let us check the actual age of Hank Ketchum. Is that the Dennis the Menace theme? Hey, that's pretty good.
Starring Jay North as Dennis.
With Jack Hart as the Beaver. Somebody. Anyway, the actual age of Hank Ketchum is 72.
Wow.
So we have two winners. We have Tony, who has said 73. And we have Mark down in West Virginia, who said 71. And they came the closest to his actual age. And how about...
The storming.
Pardon me?
The South is starting to storm. Bill Clinton's land is coming.
I see. How about Michael Caine, who talks funny also? Anyway, Michael Caine, the actor, he was also born on March 14. A lot of interesting people born on this day. Let's start with Tony on this one. How old is... Michael Caine, Tony.
Michael Caine is, is he that old? He's been in so many movies.
He's in about 4 movies a month.
Yeah, at least.
Never turns
one
anything
Friday.
Down.
Yeah. I'll say he's 59.
Okay.
I just can't see him as 60 yet, but that's why I said 59.
Oh, I'll say, so you're still sticking to this. Okay. Debbie, what do you think?
61.
Okay, and Jack?
And you know, the eternal question in life is, what's it all about, Alfie?
That is the eternal question. You know the answer to that?
61.
You're going to say the same as Debbie?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You didn't realize Debbie had said that.
I guess I heard it, but I think I was listening to something that was coming over one of the scanners for a second.
I see. Okay. Mark, what do you say?
58.
And Mary?
57.
And Patrick?
54.
Okay, here's the actual age of Michael Caine. Never before has the giant motion picture screen vibrated to the emotional pathos. Oh, excuse me. Michael Caine actually is 59, exactly what Tony said.
Oh, son of a gun.
Oh, my deductive thinking worked. I just couldn't picture him at 60 yet, so...
It worked very well. Hey. As a matter of fact, he was in a movie with Rita Tushingham. Remember the name of that T-U-S-H-I-N-G-H-A-M? Tushingham or... Can't be Tushingham. Tushingham, Rita Tushingham. He was her teacher, and she wanted to learn very much, and I can't...
Educating Rita?
Educating Rita. Was that Rita Tushingham in that one? Or am I just mixing up her name?
I just remember the title of the movie. I don't remember anything about a Tushingham.
Well, anyway, this is Rita's birthday today. I thought that would be a tie-in, having been born the same date as Michael Caine. Let's ask you, Jack, how old do you think Rita Tushingham is today?
Rita Tushingham and her brother Tommy Chickenleg. Rita Tushingham. I'll take a...
That would sort of be legged chicken, wouldn't it, if you want to be Tushingham?
Legged, yeah, I suppose you're right, yeah. gee, you're going to have to take a back seat to this one.
Well, we're a little behind in time, so if you move along.
I know that...
Nobody butt in, though.
Yeah. I'm going to say 43.
43. Okay. And what do you say, Tony?
I wonder if she's the butt of many jokes growing up.
I understand she grew up in the Derry area. Hey.
Oh, I have another one I could say, but a little bit of a wisecrack. Page 44.
Boy, I'll be glad when we get through this one. Debbie, what do you say?
Cheeky now.
45. Okay. And Patrick?
42.
Patrick of Arlington says so 42.
I think there's a joke in that, too.
42.
Yeah.
I think we're boarding very close, if not already there, in the area called Bad Taste, USA.
Across the line.
Mary, what do you think?
43.
Okay. And Mark, what do you say?
41.
You know, I wonder if she was always the butt of jokes.
Did I say that?
I'm sorry.
That's the third time the word butt has been raised. Okay. Rita Tushingham is actually 50.
Oh, no, fanfare.
50 years old today. She's older than any of you said. But the closest to what Debbie said, she said 45. Okay, so we got two from Mark, one from Mark. And we've got three correct answers from Patrick, and two from Debbie and Tony, and one from Jack and Mary. We're rooting for you on this next one.
Come on, Mary.
Yeah, we don't have a correct answer from you yet, or the closest.
Come on, Mary.
And we're hoping, Mary, that you do kid or remain proud. Okay. This is going to be, let's do Kirby Puckett, the little fat outfielder with the Minnesota Twins, who's a great ball player, runs very, very nicely, hits like a demon. But that looks as much like a ball player as I do.
His name fits him, doesn't he?
Kirby Puckett.
I don't know, kind of stocky. I guess
that almost sounds like an old New England name, isn't it? Hi, my name is Kirby Puckett. My family's on this general store up here in Presque Isle for about, I'd say four or five generations. My father was, Sam Puckett. Before him was Austin Puckett. My name is Kirby Puckett.
Puts kind of a whole new look on the guy, doesn't it, huh?
I'm the fat guy who plays baseball. Kirby Puckett. People wonder how I can run so fast, being such a fat little guy, you know? Anyway, so much of that.
Are you going to tell us why he runs so fast? I was really into the story.
I know it. If I can think of a smart answer. You guys are the smart answer guys. You give me one, especially a tasteless one, which would be awful nice right now, you know.
Burritos.
Oh, I'm making them run fast.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. It's awful funny, Jack. Mr. Hat. Okay, let's start with, let's see, who we start with this time? Let's start with you, Jack.
Oh.
How old is Kirby Puckett?
Kirby
Puckett.
Oh. I'd have to say, without knowing who he is, that he was maybe about 32.
32 years old. Okay, that's awful good guess. That's no clue. I'm going to say that about every guest that comes in now. Tony.
Now you've confused me.
How old is Kirby Puckett? Still playing baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know that. Okay.
30.
Okay. And Debbie?
34.
Doesn't Debbie have the cutest little voice?
I was thinking the same thing.
Were you thinking the same thing?
I feel better already.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's right. You're helping, Debbie, you're helping Tony clear out his sinuses. Just
that's a pretty picture.
Yeah, I know it. Maybe I should have painted a more romantic image than that.
Boy, you make my nostrils flare.
But I don't know. As an old New Englander named Kirby Packett, cleaning out the sinuses is always an awful nice thing there when you're plowing the back 40, you know. Can't do that with stuffed up sinuses.
I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about here.
Anyway, Patrick, here's another guy who's got an accent. Almost that's a bit. Yeah, Patrick, okay. Kirby Puckett.
Kirby, whatever his name is.
Puckett, it's Kirby Puckett.
Puckett,
P-U-C-K-E-T. You're like a...
goodness, who he is. Place for the twins. I hope he lives long, and I hope he's only 37.
You say 27?
37.
Oh, 37.
40. Without the H.
37.
Aye.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. And what do you think, Mary?
What ball club did you say he played for?
Will that help you determine the age better?
I thought it would make it look more interesting.
Okay, the Minneapolis or the Minnesota Twins, who actually play in Bloomington in Minnesota.
Well, she knows the average age of each team.
I'll say, that's right. I'll say 26.
27. 26. Okay, and Mac, if you lived up here, you know that's what they'd call you? They'd say, here's Mac, he just come up from West Virginia. So be glad you don't live up here.
I was in basic training this summer for the Army National Guard and had a friend who was from Boston who said my name that way.
Mac.
Who was in my platoon. Yeah, I used to ask him to say my name all the time. I love that.
my father, I've often kidded, used to say my name. That mine is Naaman. He used to call me Naaman. Hey, Naaman, when are you going to clean up your room?
Anyway. I can't picture your father. Anyone telling you to clean up your room?
He did. Actually, I was very neat. I just was trying to think of a word to say with a New England accent, and I don't know why that word came to mind.
A guy named Naaman who was neat.
Okay.
Oh, talk about nerd-like, huh?
Naaman, how about this one instead? Naaman, you can't borrow the car again. Because you don't know how to pack. Especially if you go on to West Virginia. Anyway, what am I ranting and raving for? Mark, how old do you guys think of Kirby Puckett is? Now that you've had a lot of time to think it over.
Well, Tony steals all my answers, so I'm going to go with it anyway. 30.
30, okay. Let's get the age of Kirby Puckett as we listen to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I'll bet you. See?
Well, give us your invitation, Norm. We haven't heard in a while.
Now, Tony Nesbitt is the fellow who, of course, makes these programs a little more exciting by adding his special sound touches. And I just had a feeling it was going to be this.
Come on, give us your invitation.
Right. Kirby Puckett?
Peanuts,
here. Oh. Hot dogs, here. Jared Sox, yeah, book, here.
104.
Okay. Anyway, the actual age of Kirby Puckett is 31, and I was saying Tony and Mark both said 30. And Jack said 32. So we had three winners that time. Okay, so what do we get? We got Mark with 2. We got Patrick with 3. Debbie with 2. And Tony and Jack both with 2. Tony has 3. That's right. He's tied with tied with Patrick.
You're trying to rip me off?
Yeah. Ooh. but Mary.
Tony, there must be Irish blood in him.
trying to rip people off, you mean? Is that Irish blood?
No.
What's that?
St. Paddy's Day. I have to win.
Oh, I see. But you're tied with Tony, so we have to have something to resolve this thing
Tony,
here.
Let me win.
And Mary, we're still rooting for you up there in Kittery, Maine.
I'm feeling my age tonight.
Hey, that sounds like a nice thing. I might come up there, Mary.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather feel my age, baby? Oh, yeah.
Man.
Well, Mary, I just don't know. Okay, we'll try one. I thought we'd try this one. Instead of another person.
No, not one of these things.
Yeah, I was going to give you a year. I was going to give you an event in history, and you tell me the year that you think this happened, okay?
You know what? You know what? Yeah, it could be fun as if you gave us the year, yeah, and then we had to guess what happened.
No, the answer is the first time a man went over Niagara Falls in a folding beach chair.
Oh, no.
That's the answer to the year you were thinking
it's
of.
Funny you mentioned that, because I know that year.
See if you know this year now. Let's start with this year. The president, Warren G. Harding. So now there's a clue right there. You had to know he was president.
There you go.
Became the first chief executive to file an income tax report. So you had there are two clues there. When was the income tax, when did it go into effect, and when was Warren Harding president? Hmm. And Mary, if you're talking about your age and stuff, I know this happened before you were born.
Not long.
I was born maybe in 29. Not.
Okay. Oh, you were born in 29,
uh-huh.
Eh?
So I'll say 1921.
Okay. And Mark, what do you say?
I'm going to guess 1919.
Okay. And Patrick?
I say it was a little bit later than that. It was in the 20s.
1923.
What'd you say,
1923? 23. Okay. I'd love to have said 33. 23 would have been nice. Nice. Anyway, it's the President Warren G. Harding became the first executive to file an income tax report, and we're looking for the year. Debbie, what year do you think that was?
23.
You're going to say the same as Patrick, eh?
Hey,
Debbie. Okay. Tony, what year?
23 sounds good.
Okay.
But, no, I'll say 23.
We back to Twitchingham?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Jack, what do you what do you say, Jack?
I'll say 22.
22. Okay, let's get the actual year that President Warren G. Harding became the first chief executive to file an income tax report. Hello, my name is Warren Gamelioli Harding. And this is a very historic moment for me. I have in my hand, can you hear that? My income tax report. I got Snaky Pincus is my lawyer, who my accountant, who prepared this, and we're trying to cheat every way we know how. Thank you very much. I will file this with my law firm, which is called Teapot, Dome, and Scandal. That's a little political statement there. That you see, Warren Harding was.
Explain that, will you?
Yeah. Warren Harding was not a bad guy. But he looked more presidential than he acted. He was kind of a stupid man, and they were robbing him deaf, dumb, and blind, and as a result, the Teapot Dome scandal happened, which had to do with oil rights and stuff.
I thought it had to do with he had this idea to take the dome of the Capitol building and put a spout and handle on it.
A lot of people think that, Jack, and that's one of the fallacies and the myths of that time. But it's actually totally wrong and stupid, as has been proven by more recent research.
I see.
Most of recent research says people who believe that have to be thick in the head and dumb between the ears.
Oh, I see. You see, I thought the whole scandal was that the country thought it was silly.
Well, it was silly, too, of course.
You know, I think they're doing this on Mari Povich on Monday.
That's right.
What dome thing
now,
again.
Mari Povich, I can hardly wait for that. These are sexy mothers whose daughters are ashamed of them for being so sexy. Isn't that one of the world's great problems right now?
When was this on? Did I miss it?
No, I saw the promo.
Coming up
on
next.
It's coming on Monday if you want to watch it.
Oh,
at, I think it's 3,
the VCR.
3 o'clock Monday on WBZ-TV, which is not ashamed to carry anything.
So it basically boils down to good-looking mothers of funny-looking daughters.
Well, I don't know. The daughters may be okay. I think what the thing is to show attractive women is scantily clad, which always gets you a good rating.
I'll be watching.
See what I mean? Okay, let's see. We're talking about the actual the year in which President Warren G. Harding became the first chief executive to file an income tax report. And that year was...
I already played the...
Oh, you already did that, didn't you? That's right. I'm sorry. It was 1923. Was correct. And so Patrick, Debbie, and Tony all got it correct. Which means that Patrick has now 4. Tony has 4. And there's a tie there again.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I give you one more name or something? And
say
just
hello to Tony.
Just be between you, Patrick, and you, Tony, okay?
Can I say hello to Tony?
No, you can't. Can I say hello to Tony? That's such a plaintive little sad voice that said,
no,
sure.
Tony, of course I'm you Irish. Can. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
See, he's trying to buy me off.
I'm not trying to buy you off, Tony.
Would you like to guess the age of somebody, you guys, or would you like another historical event?
Patrick? What do you think?
I'd go for an historical event.
Historical event? What do you say, Tony?
I'd go for a birthday.
I said the wrong thing.
That's all right. Patrick,
well, you know what? Ask the name of somebody in history.
The age of somebody in history?
Yeah. I could do that.
Go for that.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Okay. Okay. The year that a historical person, a well-known person, was born, a dead person. We don't guess dead people very often. Okay. This was on March 14th.
Almost never.
Dead.
On March 14th, and you tell me the year.
March 14th.
That Albert Einstein was born. He was born in Ulm, Germany.
Oh, come on.
Okay, Albert Einstein. Okay, there's your thing. When was Albert Einstein born? What was the year? And I'll ask you first, Patrick.
Oh, that's not fair.
All right, I'll ask you first, Tony.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Well, why would that be? I mean, either, you know, you're going to guess. If you neither one of you know, it's pretty even no matter who starts first. Let me ask you, Patrick.
I'll start this weekend. Come on, give me a break.
Okay, Patrick. What year was Albert Einstein born? What did you say? 16.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah. When was he born?
1887.
1887, you say.
The nearest one to wins, right?
That's correct.
Great.
Okay, Tony, what do you think? When was Albert Einstein born?
E=mc².
He was born before Jesus, by the way.
What's that? He was born before Jesus?
Yeah.
and Tony said E=mc², which is very hip. That's the formula that was proven to be accurate. Accurate by the explosion of the atom. And we're not going to both talk at the same time, Patrick, I hope. Anyway, what did you say, Patrick?
I'll say 18... I'm sorry, what did Patrick say?
He said 1887.
He said 1889.
What, are you giving up already?
No, go on.
What did you say, Tony? One. Okay.
No, 1889. I said.
You said 1889. That's right. And squared. And yeah. Patrick said, E=1887.
Okay. And we got to check.
Okay. Now here's the actual year in which Albert Einstein was born. Why? It's a German polka.
I was also thinking of Stein and Beer Stein.
Oh, Stein, I see. Okay.
Sure.
And this is the E=mc² polka. It's the Atomic Cloud polka. Okay, the actual year in which Albert Einstein was born was 18
79.
Wow.
That means that Patrick said 1887, so he was a little bit closer. And I'm afraid that, not I'm afraid, I'm Patrick has won.
Hey.
Yeah, see if Tom...
Wow, the
saints preserve us on St. Patty's Day, too.
Okay, that is just so darn nice. Patrick?
I don't believe that.
Congratulations to you. You won. Handily.
It's like a dream.
imagine
I've listened to these quizzes for 2 years nearly. And tonight's the first night I get on and I win.
I imagine you'll be writing a lot of letters to your relatives in Ireland, boasting of your achievement.
This is unbelievable. This is brilliant.
You've set history in the dumb birthday game, Patrick. So hang on just a minute. I want to thank a lot of people for playing the game with us, including you.
Can I say something? All the contestants, hi, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and happy life, and be good.
He's overcome with emotion.
Everybody was great.
Patrick, you're getting to be a drag. Shut up.
Okay, I shut up.
Mary, thank you very much for playing the game, and I appreciate having you with us.
It was fun, Noah.
Did she have a nice personality tonight?
She has a nice personality.
No,
that's cool.
But a nice personality, that's what I thought.
Okay. And Mark, thank you very much for playing the game with us all the way down there at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
I really had a good time. I enjoyed it.
Well, we enjoyed having you. Thanks a lot.
All righty.
Okay, and this ought to make an item on the Harper's Ferry Journal. Patrick?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, no, you hang on there because we got to get your name and address, your full name and address. Debbie, all the best to you, and thank you very much. You did very, very well.
Thanks. It was fun.
No, you're okay. How do you do in school? You do pretty well?
I don't go to school anymore.
Oh, you don't go to school? Because I had a feeling if you did, you'd be just so darn bright.
I'm the one at the answering service.
Oh, that's right. That's right. What hours do you answer? Do you work on at that?
She's the girl that says hello.
Well, I've been working like during the day, and I'm gonna be on my way there. I'm like in like 3 hours. So.
Oh, you do the very early stuff. Oh, well, not the very early. Well, that'll be 7 o'clock almost at that point. Okay. I thank you very much for playing the game with us, and I hope you'll call us again soon.
Thanks, I will.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks.
Bye bye now. Night. And Jack, of course, always a pleasure. We'll talk with you in a few minutes when you update us on all the light traffic stuff, which is terribly important to many people.
Yes, indeed.
Name one.
That was important to me.
Well, that's true. Take care, Jack. And Tony, thank you very much. You're going to hang up on
me,
aren't you?
That's becoming a weekly ritual. Thank you.
Okay. He's going to hang up on me. That's really so nice. Now I hang up on him, but it's too late because he's already. And Patrick, I turn you over to Tony. He's going to take your name and address, and we'll send you.
No, can I say something?
We're going to send you a tacky prize. First of all, let me just say this. We're going to send you a tacky prize from the WBZ Tacky Gift Shop. It'll be a prize that you'll probably hate, and you'll wonder why you spent all this effort trying to win a game in which the prize is so nothing.
All this effort is worth it. Just listen to you, Norm.
Okay, tell me what you want to say now.
I want to say, listen, St. Paddy's Day, any people that is out there, listen.
I think you've wished us all
a marches.
Hey,
walk. It's a saint's day. No trouble.
Okay, that's a good message.
It's a saint's day.
Okay.
No trouble.
Okay, very good, Patrick. And,
God bless, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too,
and
Patrick.
Norm, God bless.
God bless you. God bless you. Take him away quickly, Tony. Okay, we'll take your call now too, and on any subject you may like. 254-1030. Area code 617.
People in New England know a lot about the weather. And people who know a lot about the weather know to listen to WBZ AM 1030. Every 10 minutes, WBZ gives you the most accurate, up-to-date weather information available. So whether you're on your way to work or on your way to play, get your weather forecast from WBZ AM 1030. You're never more than 10 minutes away from the latest AccuWeather forecast on New England's news and information station, WBZ AM 1030.
Okay, we're going to do the weather because it's about 7, Then, yeah, 7 minutes before 4 o'clock. Norm Nathan here, by the way. You wondering who this was? Norm Nathan. Just jot it down and remember it forever. Thank you. Anyway, the 5-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast with Roy Gallette calls for very similar weather over the next 5 days, right through Tuesday, with daytime temperatures in the mid-30s, nighttime temperatures in the about 17. It is 18 degrees right now, so this is the way nights are going to be over the next several days. And mid-30s with the fairly windy right through the next several days. Fair amount of sunshine, no storms predicted, no rain or snow or anything. Just the same kind of weather. Remember what it was like this past day? Or if you've forgotten, pay attention to the weather on Saturday. Make a copy in your mind, and that's the way it's going to be right through Tuesday. Thank you.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. It would seem like it should start to get a little bit warmer now, because, I mean, today's already March 14th, and the next Friday is the first day of spring. But right up to a few days before spring, it's going to be kind of, it can remain cold. Maybe it'll warm up after that. But anyway, I think I've milked the weather long enough. We'll get on with it. Okay, we have lots of open lines now, so this would be a good time to call 254-1030, area code 617. Whatever maybe you'd like to talk about, we would love to talk with you about it. Okay, I'm just checking. A lot of interesting little unimportant items in the news, but kind of interesting. Well, this is the day they do Farm Aid. This is Farm Aid 5. A whole lot of people raising funds in a concert to help the farmers. Anyway, let's see. One of the questions is, does Farm Aid actually help farmers? Willie Nelson says it does, because he's been very much a part of all of this. He says it brings attention to the financial problems that farmers face. But Texas Agriculture Commissioner Rick Perry says, while publicity is important, when the occasional party's over, we should realize that a strong agriculture industry will not be created by donations. Farm Aid supporters don't like Perry referring to the concert as a party. One supporter says Perry's description is kind of insulting. He says Perry has just lost touch with reality, sitting in his plush office overlooking the Capitol, the Texas Capitol in Austin. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, dozens of others will take part in Farm Aid 5 this coming day in Texas Stadium, which is just outside Dallas, which is why the Texas Agriculture Commissioner was the one who made the comments. Roseanne Arnold will host the benefit. Tom, her husband, Tom and Roseanne, formerly Barr, Tom and Roseanne Arnold host the benefit aimed at raising money, as you know, for the nation's farmers. Paul Simon will be there, Richard Marx, Ricky Van Shelton. And it lasts, I don't know, there are about 80 performers, so that, I mean, just goes on and on. Okay, coming up to about 3 before 4, look who's on the line. Why? It's Wolfie.
Hello, Normie.
Oh, you have a cold, too, haven't you?
Oh, have I got a beauty. I've been here. I've been dumping Benadryl and Tannin and Dimetapp and you name it, and I've been popping it.
Well, you just have to rest and let it get through your system, as I tell all my patients.
You're a doctor now?
Yes, I am. I'm a doctor. Mm-hmm. That's why all the ladies who come to the teen canteen are asked to strip and not feel self-conscious about it at all, because I am a doctor.
Yes, corned beef and cabbage. I used to run the newspaper stand there at Albiani's on the corner of Newland and Washington. Today, corned beef and cabbage is about $8.50 a plate, right?
I don't know. I haven't bought any lately.
Yeah.
In a restaurant.
I remember when you could go in and get a plate of corned beef and cabbage and a beer, cost you $1.25.
You have a lot of memories of the good old days, don't you, Wolfie?
The good old days.
Oh, I'm sorry they're gone, Wolfie.
Yeah. The man wants to bet me 5-1. I'll go Clinton. Go ahead.
Okay, he's going for Bush, I guess. He says Bush will probably win.
Do you know the word masochist?
The word masochist, yes, I do know the word masochist.
Well,
yes,
you put that man in for 4 more years, and everybody in this country becomes masochist.
Now, well, I would think that those who want to put him in for 4 more years are already masochistic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to refine what you're saying. See, yeah.
Just tell me one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
On those bounce checks those guys did.
Yes.
Nobody paid any fines on them. They had to pay the money back.
Yes, but they don't have a fine or anything. No, it's interest free and all of that, fine free.
Yeah, but they paid the money back, right? The bank.
Well, I guess eventually maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll check that out. I don't understand the whole mechanism of that. I should know that because I'm a talk host, but I don't really know how that works.
I missed your birthday party. I'm somewhere. I took 2 pills and I slept through it.
Give me
one that you had.
How did Jeppner call moments after it ended? How did that happen? Is that just a coincidence?
In some way, I don't know.
Yeah.
Give me one, and let me see if I know who it was.
I don't think so, because we're coming up to news now, Wolfie, and it's. I'm sorry that we missed you, but I hope you're feeling a whole lot better very, very soon. God love you, God bless you, and happy St. Patrick's Day. We're coming up to 4 o'clock here at WBZ. Not a moment. The news is coming on, and not a moment too soon. I was waving a flag at ABC, hoping they'd start it a little bit early. Tony Nesbitt is our producer. I'm Norm Nathan. 254-1030. Do give me a call and we'll talk after the news.
You're never more than 10 minutes away from the latest WBZ AccuWeather forecast, exclusively on New England's news and information station, WBZ Boston.
Well, wasn't that a jolly good time? Before we go, let's find out who's hiring.
Are you looking for a new job? You don't have to look far. Your uncle is hiring. I mean, your Uncle Sam. The federal government. A government job is a good job. You get fair pay, steady work, great benefits. And right now, your uncle is hiring. Over 20,000 people a month in many occupations and trades. For more information on how to get a federal job, subscribe to the Federal Jobs Digest. It worked for me.
The Federal Jobs Digest is a privately published newspaper that tells you about thousands of immediate civil service openings. These include jobs without tests in your area. You see exactly how to apply for each job. A 6-issue subscription costs $29. Money back if you're not satisfied. To subscribe to the Federal Jobs Digest by credit card or COD, call now 1-800-543-8000. Again, 1-800-543-8000.
Your uncle is hiring. Join the family.
Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Les Brown and his band of renown. What's it all about, Alfie? All the Presque Isle, Maine puckets. Clearing out one's sinuses. Plowing the back 40. Parking the car while wearing your shorts after you got off your huss. But you can't find your khakis because they're in your pair of khakis. Norm's Maine Boston accent. Feeling my age. Sneaky Pincus. Teapot, dome, and scandal. Shattered myths. Thick in the head and dumb between the ears. Sexy moms whose daughters hate them for being so sexy. Setting the VCR. The E equals MC² polka. The Atomic Cloud polka. The Harper's Ferry Journal. The WBZ Tacky Gift Shop. Farm Aid. Dimey Tap. Corned Beef and Cabbage. The Good Old Days. Jack Hart. And the Nomin Nathan person. I'm St. Tony Nesbitt.